Now, back to a couple of guys who believe Rin Tin Tin may have rusted to death. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
It's 9:35, and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a returning guest in the studio, Dr. Mark Williamson, who is the emergency vet at the Lansing Veterinary Medical Center. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Williamson.
Well, thank you. Hi, Rick. How you doing, Lee?
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you here, Dr. Williamson. We're talking today about insurance, and I have to admit that as someone who, as Rick says, gets very animated about the topic of insurance, which I know I'm not supposed to, but I know the benefits of it personally.
Yeah.
You and I, last time I was in your office, we were talking about it, and boy, what a big difference in your line of work insurance makes. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I sure can. Pet insurance, I think, is a vital component for any individual who has a pet. Couple examples that would kind of show the benefits of that is, as an emergency hospital, things happen that you just don't anticipate. And a prime example would be a case that comes on in with, an animal, large breed dog. They twisted their stomach. We call that bloat, GDV or torsion. In one circumstances, the client comes on in. They're real focused. They know what's going on. We tell them everything that needs to be done. And their response is, I have some pet insurance here. Do whatever you need to.
Mm-hmm.
In that particular case, that particular dog is doing just fine today. Pet insurance mm-hmm. reimbursed them over 80% of what their expenses were.
Mm-hmm.
Exact same scenario, unfortunately. Dog comes on in. Twisted stomach, GDV situation. They're very nervous, concerned what's going on. We explain the situation. They're self-insured, I call them, meaning that they haven't prepared for an emergency situation. They're unable to provide the care for that pet. And unfortunately, that's a situation that we need to treat it right then and there, or there is not a very nice outcome. And unfortunately, in that same scenario, that individual animal was humanely put to rest. And so those are two extreme cases that we see on a daily basis where pet insurance makes a tremendous difference on the ability to care for these pets, but also to continue to keep your companion with you as long as you can.
Well, and that's a kind of a large breed, typically mm-hmm. large breed, like Great Dane specific issue.
Absolutely.
And you probably find a reasonable number in your profession, being the emergency guy,
mm-hmm.
this isn't probably an unusual event. In a given week or month, how many of these, just this type of condition, how many show up to your doorstep?
For an example of that, and it is large breed, but any deep-chested animal, so
yeah.
even a dachshund has a deep chest, can have that happen,
yeah.
but mostly it's your large breeds. Just in this month alone, we've had 4 of those animals go to surgery.
Right.
We have seen probably 7.
Wow.
So,
wow.
And that's probably an average month.
Not to be difficult, but, what will it cost on average to deal with that particular issue?
And that's a challenge with those cases, is that there are things we need to do immediately
right.
to help stabilize,
right.
and then they need to get through a surgical procedure, and it's about 2 to 3 days of recovery. It's not uncommon that a dog that's twisted their stomach that goes through that is going to be anywhere from $3,500 to $5,000 for that total care from start to 4 days out.
And again, I think what's really important is that we allow ourselves to be emotionally committed to this large barrel dog. We
Absolutely.
Allow ourselves to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the whole purpose of doing this. And the idea of the pet insurance is you just simply get away from the, financial decision of what do you have to do on this situation. Because there's real life situations that everybody out there has to deal with, and just by having that simple pet insurance, the whole complexion changes, right?
It absolutely does. I mean, when you are having that pet insurance policy and something unfortunate happens, you're going to be much more focused on what the veterinarian is recommending and needs to be done.
Right.
And if you don't have that and you're self-insuring yourself, most of us mm-hmm. just aren't budgeting for that type of a thing because we don't know when they're going to occur.
Yeah.
You're not listening as much as what we need to do is how am I going to get this done?
Right.
And in today's, economic times, it's even more important that we find a way to be able to provide that care, in a monthly way at the uh-huh. small minimal premium that can take care of these unfortunate emergencies.
Now, Lee, you've probably had even on a, you know, yeah, we look at that like $3,000 or $4,000, $5,000 expense, which can happen, but it doesn't have to be a $3,000 or $4,000 expense in order to really kick in and make financial sense, right?
Oh, no, you're exactly right, Rick. As a matter of fact, I had that happen this summer because one of my dogs had a tick. And because of all of the various tests that had to be done to make sure that the animal was okay, they alerted us that it would have run without the insurance we had, a little over $800 for all of the testing and all of the medications and the treatments and everything that was done. But because of the insurance, it was $156, which is, you think about it, that's 2 months worth of dog food. So I mean, it's not an outstanding amount, but thank goodness in a year where Dr. Williamson last year warned us it was going to be a bad season for these types of things. And lo and behold, he was correct.
Yeah.
That is what happened. And because that was in place, I didn't have to worry about it. And it does make a difference. But Rick, I do want to bring up a point because I think Dr. Williamson is being a tad generous because he's assuming that the person is actually able to think about how am I going to get this done. And I would dare bring up that think about the circumstances. You've got an animal that is part of your family. You love them to death. And usually if they're coming to Dr. Williamson, chances are it's the weekend, it's the middle of the night, their regular vet may not be open. They may have kids who are just as emotionally attached to the animal who are there. They're scared. They don't know what's going on. They're afraid. They're crying. All of that is going on. And I would say, who is in their right frame of mind to make the right kind of economic decisions in the middle of the night with a bunch of crying kids and an animal that may end up being put to sleep? I'm sorry, but that is really hard for people who care about their animals to have to make good, rational decisions when all you have to do is prepare for inevitable, because things will happen. Over a lifetime, a dog will need some form of care.
Sure.
It may not be a broken leg. It may just be through the concept of older age that stuff happens. But to be prepared for it, all of that emotional concern goes by the wayside. And now you really get to worry about the animal, worry about the kids, not worry about the money, and get the best possible care that you can to keep your animal around as long as you can. So, Dr. Williamson, I think you're very generous to the public, but I got to tell you, if this is me, I'm not going to be able to think. If my dog breaks his leg, oh my God, I will be in tears and I will be a basket case.
Well, Lee, and you hit that really right on top of the whole problem. Here is when they come on in to an emergency facility, they're coming to a place that they don't know most times, at a time of the day they don't want to be. You know, they can't speak to the individuals they put their trust and faith into for everyday care, and they did not even anticipate this problem. And so emotionally, they are not ready to make decisions. You add on to that then that financial commitment, they're not thinking straight whatsoever. And there is a great difference of the ones that come on in and these circumstances that have a policy that they know they're going to have some reimbursement for, you know, once they understand the situation, they will focus much more on how to get that animal treated versus how am I going to afford that. So, yes, emotionally, everybody coming on in there is having a challenge to even realize what's happening, whether it's a minor situation, you know, a dog just went out and kind of strained something, or it's something as serious as we just spoke about.
So, you know, even, you know, this is a good thing to talk about. We're just going through, we have just gone through puppy season. But, you know, realistically, this is a good time of year that people are getting into new ownership. And it is one of those situations where, you know, we've decided to be emotionally committed, you know, the family decision. Can we have a dog? Can we have a puppy and whatnot? And so there's a lot of decisions as to whether you can take them outdoors and train them and do this and do that. But we have to realize that not only do we get committed emotionally, But we have to realize we're also getting, once we do that, getting commit financially. Mm-hmm. And this is just a great vehicle, you know. And I'm looking at some of the numbers here. You know, you were mentioning $57 for your two dogs, but they can vary depending on the policy. You can be dealing with something maybe as little as $15 to $20, or maybe the, you know, the silver plan, that platinum plan, I guess, that might be out there. And certainly there's plenty of places to look this up.
Right. Well, and Doctor, one of the things I want to talk about after the break, we're going to bring you back, but I would like for you to talk a little bit about CareCredit and sure. how by combining the credit as well as the insurance, that people can actually put themselves in a position where it doesn't cost them a penny out of their pocket, and they can do whatever they need to do mm-hmm. to take care of their animals right at the time when this kind of stuff happens, because I do think that's an enormous 1-2 punch. So let's have that conversation right after the break, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.